There are things that AI is good for and things that AI is not so good for. And today I want to walk you through a really important piece of your website that you may be overlooking and the consequence, which is a very real consequence, of what could happen if you don't take care of it. I'm talking about the alt text on your website. And a lot of times, people maybe don't understand it or completely miss it on their sites. There is something very big happening in the online space. It's kind of sneaky and dirty, and I don't want it to sneak up on you. So today I'm going to walk you through exactly what is alt text, the mistake that people make, the consequence of not having proper alt text on your site, and how you can use your own AI system to really quickly and easily get this taken care of on your website. I'm talking less than an hour of work here to get this in order. So first things first, what is alt text? It is not SEO land for your website. It is not the place where you cram with keywords to try to get mentioned or get found online. What it is a service to people who may not be able to see the pictures on your website clearly. So what the alt text is designed to do is to make your website accessible, which is a really important thing in the world that we live in. So what you want to do with each place, each photo on your website, each place there is to put alt text, is actually describe what they're looking at in the image. So if it's a photo of me on my website, I might say, Vicki Dixon drinking coffee looking at a website, if that's what I'm doing in the photo. If it's for Blue Sparrow, I might say the front view of a blue dress with floral pattern on a hanger at Blue Sparrow shop. Now, I do put some SEO in there. My name is good for SEO. Your name is good for SEO. If you've not yet Googled yourself, you want to do that and see what's coming up, because there should be a wealth of information on you as a personal brand when someone Googles you or looks for you in AI. So I'm always going to put that, and I'm going to put the shop name if I'm dealing with the resale shop. But the most important thing is that you describe what's actually in the image. Why is that important? For the reasons that I just said. It is important that your site is accessible. It is of utmost importance that your site is accessible. And when people completely ignore this alt text, like there may be a lot of alt text on your site that you've never even thought about, you've never filled in, it's completely blank. What's happening right now, the consequence, is really a sneaky thing. I am hearing about a significant number of entrepreneurs in the online space who are getting hit with fines for not having their sites accessible. These fines are not some small deal. I was reading an article about, and I wish I could find it to put it in the show notes for you. I'm sorry, I don't know where it was or when I came across it. But this business was fined $20,000. For not having alt text on their photos on their site. They didn't get a warning. They didn't get a heads up. They just got a fine. And yes, they had to pay it. They couldn't fight it because it's a real thing. So there are real consequences to not having alt text on your site. And please forgive me if you're looking at this on YouTube. I'm going to be looking at my notes because I don't want to forget anything for you. I made myself write out the step-by-step process so that I don't go around the mulberry bush like I often do, and we actually get to it. So what I did this morning was I worked with my Squarespace AI. Your website provider, I'm going to say should, most likely has some sort of AI behind the scenes tool that you can use. The one that I use on Shopify for Blue Sparrow is absolutely amazing. It has helped me write coded emails, like so many things. It has saved me so much time, which is a great thing about AI. This morning when I went into Squarespace, first, I asked my Claude or my chat, I can't remember which one, what to actually do to fix this alt text. Because I was like, oh my God, how big of a deal is this going to be? How many hours is this going to take me? And chat was like, no, just work with the Squarespace AI, ask it to find the alt text problems on your site, and it will come up with solutions for each photo. So on my site, my score for SEO was 76 when I started this morning. And when I finished about an hour later, it was 100. I was missing alt text on 54 of 187 photos. And that part probably took about 20 minutes to fix. it may take you less time or more time. One of the things that is problematic on my site, in my view, because it's killing, it's not, I don't want to use that language. It is affecting SEO, let's say, is that it says on a lot of my photos, a woman with curly hair doing blah, blah, blah. A woman with gray curly hair doing blah, blah, blah. A woman with a white streak in her curly hair doing blah, blah, blah. And I want that to say Vicky Dixon because I want that, I want to own that AI or I want to own that SEO territory. So that was a lot of the work that I had to do was just edit those. But what AI did was it brought me up, I think like 13 photos at a time with the descriptions. And I just had to go in and edit each description or accept it. It took no time at all. Imagine if I had gotten a $20,000 fine instead of taking this hour of my time to work on this. It is well worth your time to do. And now the score is 100 on SEO on my site. Let me just say that this SEO work on your site is ongoing. You are never going to be done with SEO because search is always changing. Search has changed so much since AI really came on the scene. It's no longer just what are people Googling. It's how can I be mentioned in AI searches? And I'm going to talk about that here with you as well. There was one other thing on my site that I was able to fix really quickly with the Squarespace AI. And again, your provider should have some form of AI for you to use to help you to fix these things on your site. I had a tagline on there that I had no idea where it came from. It was something like empower your success. I have always hated it and I didn't know how to fix it. I didn't take the time to know how to fix it either. But I was able to go in and ask the AI bot how to fix these different places on my site for better SEO. And there were actually quite a few SEO descriptions on pages that weren't as clear as they could have been. Now, what is step one for all of this is really understanding your business. You're not going to be able to kill it in the SEO online space, get mentioned by AI, if you don't actually know what it is that you do and who you do it for. Understanding your offers, your core promise, your point of view, your message, and exactly who your clients are is of utmost importance. You need to know what your ideal clients are actually searching for online. It would do me no good just to kind of make up questions to be like, oh, I wonder if people are searching for this. I wonder if people are searching for that. I know exactly what my people are searching. If you don't have Answer the Public, that is Neil Patel, the god of the king of SEO. Answer the Public is an SEO tool that you can use to get started on your site. I have the paid version, but you can do, I think, 3 or 5 searches a day for free to actually find out what your ideal clients are searching for. And I'm going to be like a banging drum here in your ears to say there is no substitute for getting in the room with your people. So if you're not getting in the room with your people, serving your people, making offers, getting feedback from who you actually serve, and you're sitting on the sidelines trying to create offers, trying to create messages, trying to create content, you might as well stop because it's not doing you any good. And you can't build an SEO-rich website from a place of not knowing any of these things, who you serve, your offer, your point of view, your perspective, what makes you different, what are your differentiators? Why would someone work with you instead of someone else? You need to know that. Now, of course, a lot of that can be found in your human design if you know how to translate it. That's one of the things that AI is not so great at. I know I have worked with so many people, and it's happened to me too, who have put their human designs into AI and it has spit back, regurgitated the wrong information. And that is a costly mistake. Better to get in the room with a reader who can look at the nuances of your design, who is excellent at their craft and walk you through it. And then take the summary of that reading or those human design reports that you have bought and put them through your AI so that AI actually can help to bring your human design into the picture. But you got to have a starting point of knowing what it is you do and who it is that you serve. Oh, here was a fun thing that I was able to do with that little AI bot on my Squarespace site as well. I was able to check for what AI mentions I'm getting. So oftentimes I'll hear from clients, members in Design to Profit, oh my God, Vicky's stuff came up in my feed. Well, yeah, because I really have focused on SEO. I think it's one of the most important things in your online business is to understand how SEO works so that you're not stabbing in the dark and so that the content that you're creating is actually working for you instead of just filling a void in the internet. So I pulled with this little AI bot what exactly I was being mentioned for. It pulled 9 specific questions that I was being mentioned for, that my website was being mentioned for. And this is called answer intent. So how AI searches is different than how Google searches. And AI is looking to have questions answered. So it pulled up the 9 questions that I am being cited for, 9 of the questions that I'm being cited for in AI searches. And I looked at them and I was like, okay, they're good, but they're not really my people's language. Again, you have to know who you're working with. You have to know who you're serving and what it is that you're doing with them. So I typed in 6 or 7 other questions in actual language that my people use. How do I know it's the language that they use? Well, I started with Answer the Public to see what people were searching around human design. But then I have, over time, been in the room with hundreds of people, and I understand the things that it is that they're searching. I also have my Google Analytics dialed in so that I can see exactly what people are asking to find me and the pages that are coming up the most. This is really important information. And so many times entrepreneurs think this stuff either is too complicated or doesn't matter or isn't worth their time. This is of utmost importance if you want to give your business and your content legs. You're putting the time in to create the content anyway. You might as well be getting found and getting mentioned by AI. So these questions, I ran them then through my own AI, my Claude, and asked, am I being mentioned for these things? How am I being mentioned for these things? How am I coming up in AI search for these things? And there were 5 of them that I'm not being mentioned for at all. I'm not being cited for by AI at all. So then I worked with my Claude to say, where are the gaps in my business? Are there places that I can add this answer intent, that I can add these, like an FAQ section? I talked about that, I think, last episode, an FAQ section. That was one of its suggestions. Add these FAQs, these 3 FAQs on your homepage, and that'll fix that. Create a podcast episode for this. Link your blog back to this podcast episode, and that will answer that question. So you may already have this ecosystem of content that just needs to speak to each other a little better. That was a lot of what was happening in my world with these other questions I wanted to be cited for. And it gave me a list of things that I need to create. So like I said, I think there were 5 or 6 things that I now can create in addition to the FAQ section on my homepage that will then have me cited by AI. Do you see how important this is? If you're listening and you're thinking, my God, this sounds like a lot, or, oh my gosh, I don't even know where to start, or wouldn't it be nice to have some support while I do this? Now might be a good time to jump into Design to Profit, especially if you've been thinking about it for a while. Design to Profit is my online business building according to your human design community. And over the course of the summer, we have 3 trainings planned. The first one in June is all about personal branding and how it's changed and what you can do about it. So you may be seeing in the online space a lot of niche versus no niche conversation. Just be yourself online, as if that's easy to do. Just show people your life. But then there's other people who say you have to be really dialed in on a niche. I'm going to say it's both in different places, and we're going to be doing a training on that in June in D2P. In July, we are focused on Pinterest. Our business training in July is all about building pathways to your existing content with Pinterest so that your content actually gets working for you. And Pinterest is the ultimate in SEO. So we're going to be focused on that. In August, we are doing an entire training on SEO for AI citation, how SEO has changed in the age of AI, and how you can adjust your content and your business to match so that you actually get found and your assets that you're creating become actual assets in your business and not just things that kind of live somewhere online that nobody ever finds. It's a really robust summer. And sometimes people think, I'm not going to do that over the summer. I'm going to wait till the fall. I would argue that because many of us don't have quite as many clients through the summer months, it is actually the best time to work on this back-end stuff in your business. So that when business starts to pick up again, August for me, August to December is my busiest time in business. When business starts to pick up again in September, you're already dialed in. You got your Pinterest going, your personal branding, you know exactly what you're doing, and your SEO is on target to bring people to your door. People who actually pay for the work that you do, who are looking for the work that you do, not just tire kickers like on social media. So this is why we are so focused on these bigger things over the summer in Design to Profit. It's just $7.97 for an entire year of support. You get human design and business strategy that actually fits your life, hot seats and these business trainings, and the community to support you as you work. It's the best deal you're going to find on the internet to support your business. I believe that with every bone in my body because I've seen it in action. I'm going to pop the link in the show notes for you. If you are ready for this level of support in your business and you really understand that you need these trainings to get your SEO and everything else about your business strategy dialed in, jump on in.